When Amy Sylvester shows up at her appointment at Five Rivers Health Center in Dayton, she's been up all night because she works a 2 a.m. shift delivering papers. And she's short of breath. She has really severe asthma.
Those times where when I can't breathe, it feels like I'm about to die.
Sylvester lost her Medicaid coverage a couple years ago when she lost a custody battle. And now she's falling into a gap in coverage. She's too poor to get help from the Obamacare insurance marketplace, but she doesn't qualify for Medicaid. Sylvester already has a stack of emergency room bills from an asthma attack 2 summers ago.
I can't get Medicaid. What other choice do I have? Like, so what, I can't stick around for my kids. I had to stay here and die.
Her situation is nothing new. Medicaid has always been mainly for pregnant women, mothers, and people with disabilities. That was all supposed to change, though, under the Affordable Care Act, which expanded Medicaid way beyond its previous scope to cover anyone making less than about $16,000 a year. But then the Supreme Court said states could decide for themselves whether to take on that Medicaid expansion. And Ohio hasn't done that, which Gina McFarlane-L of Five Rivers Health Center says affects about a third of the people she serves.
Thousands of our patients will not be able to apply for the Affordable Care Act or the Marketplace Exchange.
In Ohio, an estimated 275,000 new people would get covered next year alone if Medicaid does expand. That's 50,000 people in the Dayton area. Otherwise, McFarlane-L says they'll fall into that same gap that Amy Sylvester's in.
Some of them will continue to go without insurance. Some of them will continue to struggle paying for their medications or using the emergency room, unfortunately, as their primary care provider.
Ohio's Republican-led legislature has blocked expansion, but the governor is pushing to make it happen anyway by accepting federal funding without legislative approval. Robert Ault of the conservative Buckeye Institute says that's fiscally irresponsible.
In the long term, even if the government is able to keep its end of the bargain, Ohio has to pick up more and more of the tab.
And Ault says any expanded eligibility should include work requirements. Of course, many people who could become eligible are working, like Antoine Brown. He works as a cook and he's pretty healthy, but he has high blood pressure and medical bills he can't pay. One is from just last year.
I pulled a muscle, some type of muscle in my leg, and I was in so much pain I had to go to the emergency room. I tried to wait it out to see if it'll go away, but it never went away.
He waited 4 days in severe pain.
Do you know how much the bill was from that visit?
I don't know how much. To be honest, I'm to the point where I really don't open up all of them because I know it's going on my credit and it's lowering my credit score every time.
Like a lot of people, Antoine Brown doesn't really know which parts of the new law apply to him or what to expect next year. But he is hopeful.
It makes me feel good that they're trying to get something passed to where we can get lower insurance. That's all I've been, wanting.
The Ohio Controlling Board could approve the funding to expand Medicaid Monday. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.